East Coast Radio Newswatch. News, traffic, weather.
If you're worried about the long financial stretch this month, there's some welcome relief at the pumps. Fuel prices are coming down on Wednesday. The cost of petrol is dropping by 62 and 66 cents a litre. Diesel prices are being slashed by between 1.37 and 1.50 per litre. The Minerals and Petroleum Resources Department says the retail price of paraffin will also decrease by 1.48 per litre. Your spokesperson, Robert Marke.
The reason for these adjustments are as follows. The average Brent crude oil price decreased due to oversupply during the period under review. The rand appreciated against the US dollar during the same period and cushioned the prices by more than 20 cents per litre. The slate levy remains unchanged at 0 cents per litre in the price structures of both petrol and diesel.
And with the good news comes the bad. Our Africa Cup of Nations dreams have been shattered by Cameroon. Bafana Bafana has been knocked out of the tournament after suffering a 2-1 defeat to the five-time champions in Morocco last night. In the last 16 clash, Evidence Makopa scored the team's only goal. Coach Hugo Bruce says he's disappointed with the result.
In the first half, we had 3 open chances. But when you miss those chances in that level, you pay the bill later. My players did what they have to do. 90 minutes, they fight for it. But yeah, that can happen again, and disappointments for all of us.
As Cameroon move on to the quarterfinals, Bafana Bafana will now turn their attention to the World Cup, having qualified for the first time since South Africa hosted the tournament back in 2010. Now, more than 500 people have been displaced after a fire tore through an informal settlement in Cape Town. Nearly 200 shacks were gutted in the blaze in the Pakamani Road settlement in Khayelitsha. The city's disaster risk management spokesperson Charlotte Powell says the Gift of the Givers has been providing humanitarian relief to those affected.
GRM has also reached out to other NGO partners and SASSA for additional assistance. Furthermore, we have also activated informal settlement management and national human settlements to coordinate efforts in helping to rebuild these structures.
And Swiss authorities have completed the process of identifying victims of the deadly New Year's Day bar fire. 40 people lost their lives during celebrations at the ski resort in Crans, Montana. Investigators are homing in on lit sparklers attached to champagne bottles. They say they were carried too close to the ceiling and are likely the cause of the fire, which left 119 others injured. The victims, aged between 14 and 39 years old, are from countries including Switzerland, France, the UK, Israel, Italy and Portugal. Police have opened a criminal investigation into the managers of the Le Constellation Bar. Weatherwise here at home, a yellow level 2 severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for the KZN Midlands and the province's western region today. Forecasters say we can expect heavy downpours, damaging winds, excessive lightning and hail. 28 degrees for Durban, Maritzburg 26, Richards Bay 29. I'm Newswatch's Natara Nadesan.
And a look at what's coming up in your sport. Bafana Bafana knocked out of the Africa Cup of Nations. Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola faces even more injury crises. And England are 384 at without no with loss at T against Australia in the Ashes.